As I rode my scooter down Diamond Heights, fire trucks headed up toward my home on Goldmine Drive. I didn't react. I know few people on our street. Generally, everyone is swallowed by their garage on arriving home. But this day, distressed pedestrians pointed to a burning house one row below and nine west of my own. Black smoke billowed over neighboring houses. News helicopters hovered above. One firefighter was dead, and two others were injured, one seriously. A day later, he also lost his life. The injured were from the station on the cul-de-sac a couple blocks away. I seldom think about the firemen as their trucks pick up speed down Diamond Heights, sirens piercing the afternoon, or about the danger they've just been in as the trucks grind their way back up the hill. The next morning, I stopped at the fire station, planning to discreetly leave flowers in the entryway. A fireman startled me. "Are you one of our neighbors?" he asked. "Neighbors." The word caught me off guard. He took me by the arm, motioning upstairs where other firefighters gathered. I protested that I just wanted to leave some flowers, that we felt for their loss and were moved by their dedication. He instantly teared up. Anguish spilled out of him in a stricken voice as he clutched my arm, telling me he'd worked with all three firefighters and what amazing people they were. I handed him the flowers, also in tears, and left. That moment brought home the humanity and enormity of the sacrifice made by Lieutenant Vincent Perez and firefighter Anthony Valerio. Two of my neighbors had burned to death, struggling to save their neighbors' lives and home, a home exactly like mine. To them, Diamond Heights was, and for their mourning colleagues remains, not just a maze of streets with high afternoon winds and a canyon full of eucalyptus trees, but a community to protect and risk all for. I am honored to have such neighbors. With a perspective, I'm Kermit Berg.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.